This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Moments remain here. What am I saying? Moments remain. A bunch of moments. We got a whole hour of moments remaining here. On Free Talk Live, where it is open phones any night of the week here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us tonight in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
We've been talking about some interesting stuff here tonight. Not so much news, but the... Well, although we did start it with a news story, but it was about Muslims forgiving a vandal of a mosque down in Arkansas. And then that led into just a larger conversation about forgiveness. And then now talking about friendships, which ended up being more about, the article was more about attachments to stuff and to people.
That's right.
And how the author believes that today in the, you know, the modern times, that people who are more mobile, people who are likely to move for a career or move more than once for a career or for family or whatever, that these people have more disposable attitudes towards their relationships, perhaps. And the arguments
people
are...
People who have disposable attitudes towards stuff also tend to have disposable attitudes towards relationships as well. Is what they,
well, no, what they said, the qualifier was on people who move around a lot and therefore have a disposable attitude towards stuff. Because you could also stay in one place and have a disposable attitude towards stuff, but not have a disposable attitude towards friends.
I don't know if they said that.
They didn't say that. I'm saying
that.
What they said was they were talking about people who move around, that, as in a modern person who is more likely to move, that those are the people who have the disposable attitude towards both of those things. Mm-hmm. Because, and that's understandable, because if you move around a lot, then it feels like, well, why do I want to bother creating a deep relationship with a person who I'm going to be walking away from at, you know, in the next 5 years. I can understand why somebody would have that mentality, whether they consciously have that mentality or that's just sort of the mentality that develops because of their circumstance. I think that's another question. But what you had read, or at least my recollection of what you had read in the last hour, was specifically addressing the types of people, the modern mover types who are constantly going from job to job across the country or wherever, that they are the ones who are detached. What I'm saying is, if you are somebody who stays in one place, you put down roots in a place, you're going to develop relationships. You have to, unless you're a complete antisocial, you know, grump who doesn't want to talk to people and you stay in your house all the time. You're going to develop relationships with the people in that area. Mm-hmm. You have to, but you can still not have a bunch of stuff. So it's not one. It's not you have to be detached from both, or you can be one or the other. I think if you're in.
Maybe, I don't know. I'm actually kind of interested to see if there's more on this, you know, if this person has studied more on the topic to see whether that's true. Because the way it's phrased here in the article is it's two separate statements that we found a correlation between the way you look at objects and perceive your relationships. And then they went on to say if you move around a lot, it's disposability. So it's two
separate.
So they
found a correlation.
Yeah.
Okay.
They found a correlation, but I don't know if it's limited to people that move around a lot.
That's a good question, then. Well, I can say this. I mean, I feel as though I can develop relationships but not have a bunch of stuff. I don't think they're one and, you know, the same, necessarily. Or maybe they're just saying that there's a tendency for
but
that,
I think
but
that
there are exceptions.
You have to think that, like, people that there might be people who have a willingness to move, because they did bring that up in the article, is, like, there are people who, you know, are willing to sacrifice relationships for making a move for a career or something like that. And maybe that person hasn't moved before, you know, like a young person who has never made that kind of a move for college or school, but they've got, you know, they started dating their high school sweetheart or something like that, but they're willing to drop all their stuff and their relationship because they're going to go chase a career goal or something like that. That person has, you know, a simultaneous disposability attitude towards a relationship and stuff.
It is hard to keep a relationship, any kind of relationship. I mean, we all know long-distance romantic relationships don't work out for people. I mean, that's generally a pretty rare thing when people can keep a romantic relationship together over a distance.
Yeah.
But the same thing's true of a friendship, because you know, they are all relationships, and relationships that are deep, you know, are people that spend time with one another and get to know one another. And if you are away from those people, then those connections are going to wither. I mean, that's just sort of the natural way of things. At least it seems to me. Now, maybe there's somebody out there that still has like really deep relationships with people that they haven't seen in a decade. And you know, I can completely be unusual on this. I don't know. I mean, do you guys feel like that's the case, that you can continue to have deep relationships with people you don't see every, you know, so often? I mean, because...
Yeah, I have a younger sister that I don't see very often anymore because, you know, she lives in Florida now. She's got kids. She's married. I live up here. I'm, you know, even before I lived in Tennessee, you know, it's 10, 12 hours away.
Sure.
We don't get to see each other that much, but she literally planned her entire wedding around me.
Is that right?
Seriously.
Do you talk to her, though?
Do you talk often?
Well, okay. I mean, not on the phone, but, I mean, we chat from time to time on online, but, I mean, not weekly.
How about friends? How about, like,
or even monthly?
How about people from, you know, where you've lived in the past? So you lived in Florida for a time. You probably developed some friendships there with some people there. How many of those are active people that you're still in any kind of level of contact with of significance?
A few.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. A couple.
For me,
but
that's just
because
not the case.
Those are people that they had a significant impact on my life, mm-hmm. like memorable enough that I would want to never sever that relationship.
I see what you're saying.
That kind of a person, and you know, like those people, you keep them around forever, or at least as long as you can. You know, I have a friend named Gabe that I talk to him maybe twice a year, mm-hmm. but you know, he basically kept me from going to prison. You know,
right,
he kept me from doing something that would have put me in prison,
right.
basically.
Good guy.
And, you know, he saved my behind because I was too stupid to do it myself. We may only speak twice a year, but he's still like family. You know, if he ever called me on the phone and was like, man, such and such just happened, and I don't have anywhere to sleep tonight, I need you to let me crash on the couch for 2 or 3 days. All right, man. Come on.
Yeah, I think that's true of some of the people that I know from the past, even though I don't talk to them very often, because some of those bonds are definitely, I would say, still there. But friendships, to some extent, are about convenience. And, you know, you have a set of friends in a certain place, and then when you move from that place, you still have the history with those people, but you don't have an active history. You know, there's nothing that's happening with them at that moment. So it's not uncommon for those bonds to kind of fray a bit over time. I don't think that's unusual for people.
I mean, I know I've had a lot of friends that just disappeared, you know, after over time, that especially through politics. And, you know, I'm obviously... don't have any, especially on Facebook and things like that. I have no qualms and had no qualms for most of my life. Not even letting somebody have it, but just honestly broadcasting my views about any topic. And I've had people over time.
Well, in that case, you're letting them have your opinion.
Well, but just publicly and in general, not necessarily directed
open
to any
posts.
You know, not necessarily directed to any person, but I've had you know, different friends. High school, you know, college, you know, reach out and interact with some of the beliefs and, you know, having their beliefs questioned by some of the statements that I've made, and then just ending up either them making the choice to disassociate, or in several cases, if they're willing to have the philosophical conversation, I've gone down the road of having conversations with people where they've gotten to the point of, you know, again, believing in the non-aggression principle, you have to get to the point of where you're talking with someone, whether or not they are willing to use aggression against other people. If someone tells me that they are willing to use violence, not even necessarily the violence of the state, but even directly themselves engage in violence, I want that person
out of your life. Yeah. Well, that's not an unreasonable thing to do.
Right.
I mean, you only have so much time. You only have so much effort that you can spend on people. Why not spend it on the people who have earned it, or the people who deserve it, because they have the right?
It's like, I don't care. Like, oh, okay, we happen to know each other in high school. You know, like, okay, we happen to be friends at some point or another. But now I've moved on. The convenience factor is gone. And you're a dangerous person to associate with. Because if you're willing to use violence against other people or directly against me, I don't want you knowing what's going on in my life.
It could turn against you.
Yeah.
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, or you can call on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. And you may Skype in at Skype username LRN.FM. Let's talk nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. And by the time it's all said and done, you're buying 5 bottles of product and spending $150 per month. If that's a situation you've experienced, you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. So visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more and enter coupon code FTL to get 10% off your order. Every time you order, your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to SimplifyMySupplements.com with code FTL for the 10% off. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, Bad Slave is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Hi, Ian. Hey. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you brought up the woman that walked across America or whatever. And
Peace Pilgrim, and yeah.
Peace Pilgrim, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's a great idea, but suppose everybody decided to be a peace pilgrim.
Right. Yeah, it wouldn't work if everybody decided. Well, and it's not to say that Peace Pilgrim was saying, hey, everybody, you should do like I do. She wasn't. That was just something that, and I forget the, in the very beginning, she talks about her story and how she ended up doing that. And for her, at that time in her life, that was her calling. It wasn't something that she was advocating that people emulate. If there was something she was advocating that people emulate, it was to emulate peace. That was the message that she was out there trying to spread. And she also chose a message of simplicity as well, which I think is a valuable message, in a world of hoarders.
The hoarders are on the other end of the spectrum. I probably lean towards more of a collector than not.
I would say most people do.
And what I see amongst the stuff that I have, and even a lot of things that people would consider refuse, is I see value in everything.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. That's a hoarder mentality. So let me ask you, do you see value in discarded newspapers?
Fuel, yeah.
Okay. As fuel. So you're burning them. That's different than somebody who stacks them up in the corner and then fills a whole room with
them and bury them. They make great mulch.
I don't allow things to pile up. I did have a situation where friend of mine actually killed himself.
Oof.
and there, you know, he had a lot of valuable stuff, and I've been trying to sell it and dispose of it in useful manners. I feel terrible that I lost the friend.
Yeah.
But I tried to give stuff away to his family, and I mean, I guess they had a falling out.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't even, his sister didn't even come to see him. He survived the immediate attempt on his life, in 2 weeks or something, he passed away. It was like I got everything down to an 8-foot by 16-foot. One of these pod things.
Storage unit, yeah.
Yeah, and then I had it in my garage, and I sold a bunch of stuff, and I had arrangements that I was going to move some of it up, to another location, have a better place for selling it, and so I ended up with a lot of stuff, and I haven't gotten rid of it all yet,
it can be a burden, taking on other people's stuff in a situation like that. If you do find yourself with stuff that you don't want anymore, whether it's yours or a dead family member or friend or something like that, there are ways to turn the crowd loose on them. So, for instance, you could post, let's say you had a house full of things, somebody has passed away, and you just don't want to spend the time that it would take to go through it all. You can actually, post on Craigslist, free stuff, kitchen, you know, living room, furniture, whatever. Come on in, take it away. If you can haul it, it's yours. And then, you know, the freebie searchers and the pack rats will come out and they'll literally take away a bunch of the stuff for you.
Yeah, I live in a condo complex, and they actually have every spring and a May, a huge yard sale, and and if I can, I'd get stuff out. And, you know, of course,
yeah,
there's always other challenges that interfere with getting stuff like that done.
No doubt. Matt Slade, was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
I wanted to bring up the universal. Desirable behavior?
What is that?
Preferable behavior.
Is this Stefan Molyneux's thing?
Yeah, Stefan. I know he's kind of somewhat out of favor in the...
Yeah, he's become... The least. He's one of the, I think, saddest stories in the libertarian community.
Donald Trump was the universally preferable
Well, I mean, he did go for...
Is that your Stefan Molyneux impression?
Horrible.
Okay.
My correct belief is, or my belief, I should say, not correct, it's yet to be seen, but I believe that Trump is better than Hillary, but
But what's that have to do with universal preferable behavior? What is that?
It's neither. Well, I mean, I think that Stefan was right that there are certain things that are understood as universal.
So, like, not killing somebody.
Exactly. Not killing, not harming.
Not others. Stealing from not other people. Okay.
It boils down to, the non-initiation of force.
People want to have force initiated against them. Like, some people are into, masochism or whatever.
Well, they can ask for that, and
But wouldn't that be an exception to the universal preferred behavior? Universal would mean that everyone prefers something, right?
There is always exceptions to any rule or anything you call universal.
What is it that, I don't know, I'm asking you because I honestly don't know. What is it about this universal preferable behavior that is, so different from, let's say, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, these are old concepts. What is it that's new that this thing brings to the table?
Probably not much.
So you just repackaged...
I think that that should... Stuff gets repackaged all the time, and I think it's a positive, as opposed to the non-initiation of force or
too bad Stefan Molyneux jumped the shark. I would never turn people on to him at this point. Thank you for the call tonight, though. I appreciate it. There's a lot of good info out there that he has put out, but boy, what he's talking about today is like in a white nationalism, I heard. Jeez.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And I want you to let you know about Zencash. Cryptocurrencies are pretty hot right now. There's a lot of new ones that are constantly coming on the scene. So how do you know which one of them to support? Well, truth is, we have no idea what the market's going to choose. So why not support a cryptocurrency that is ideologically compatible with you and has the technology that you're looking for? In the case of Zencash, it was actually liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017, and they took some of the best tech out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity, and they applied that to Zcash. And they also are working on their decentralized autonomous organization, sort of like the Dash people have this governance structure set up. Well, Zencash is going to have something not exactly the same, but again, this DAO concept, the decentralized autonomous organization, they're going with that for governance, which is very, very cool. So check it out over at Zencash.com. They're creating a secure platform for money and messages that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. And Zencash is a cryptocurrency that's actually dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Check out their white paper for yourself, and you can download the clients. They've actually got those ready for you over at Zencash.com. Again, that's Zencash.com. Now, Will, you're going to be launching a weekday program. Did you get Zencash on board for your show?
No, not yet. We did contact their head of marketing and haven't really gotten a response back yet.
Probably the holidays or something like that.
Yeah. So
it's my understanding they've sponsored now Free Talk Live, but before us, they'd already sponsored Daryl's shows and Brian Sovereign, the Sovereign Tech show. So
very cool.
I think they. I mean, it's clear that they're putting their money where their mouths are and saying, you know, we support liberty, we support voluntarism. Mm-hmm. Here's more proof. We're sponsoring like every libertarian show.
Yeah.
That's out there. So yeah, definitely want to follow up with them.
Well, we did get some sponsors though. We got
you did.
We got Vertcoin, which we actually signed the contracts today.
Congratulations
for 90 episodes. We also got Helium, mm-hmm. which is a really great company, and we got Bit Plus Networks, mm-hmm. which is a new
point of sale
system that markets markets credit card. Transactions, and then says, we also now give you the option to get cryptocurrencies as well, instead of pitching cryptocurrencies up front.
Right.
Like a lot of other companies do. They've decided, why don't we offer these retailers something they actually want, and then make Bitcoin or Dash or Vertcoin or Bitcoin Cash acceptance a feature. Right. Rather than the main selling point.
You guys are hitting the ground running. I mean, you've already got sponsors, and you haven't even done a single weekday show yet. So I think that's amazing. The fact that you've done that level of footwork beforehand is really impressive. You're going to have
a lot of trees, man.
Yep. And you're going to co-host it, too.
Yeah.
It's not just you.
Me, Aria, we've both been out there beating the bushes.
You got your regular, you did a Sunday show. That's over. That ended two nights ago.
Yeah.
And it's called The Call to Freedom. It started on LRN.FM. It's going to continue on LRN.FM.
Yep.
It's going to a weekday format starting on the 8th. So in less than a week from today, 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah.
So you're going to be drive time on the Eastern and Central time zones, basically. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a weekday program. It's going to be right before Free Talk Live on LRN.FM. So very, very exciting.
Yep. We're going to have a
new co-host coming on, too.
Yes, yes. We've got new people coming in. We got Heather Nixon from used to work with
Johnny
Rockets Launchpad. We'll be joining us on Mondays. We'll have... Mike Laurie with us on Tuesday nights from Galactic Systems. We'll have Chris Wade from
ThinkPenguin.com
coming in with us as well. And then we'll have Tom back on Thursdays and Fridays. Mm-hmm. On Friday nights, he'll actually be broadcasting live from wrestling events, as he's a professional wrestling promoter. We'll have wrestling stars on with us talking about cryptocurrencies and such. And we'll be giving away free cryptocurrencies. We've got a lot of sponsors that have given us money, free money to give away, you know,
people
once an episode,
that.
Give away $20 in Dash or $100 in Vertcoin, you know, I mean, we really don't know. It's a random amount, a random coin at a random time every single episode. So listen in and you hear the faucet sound, call in.
It's not going to be a total crypto show, but there's going to be an hour a day.
An hour a day. The crypto hour will be brought to you by Helium.
That's amazing.
And
I wonder how many shows there are out there producing cryptocurrency related content daily. Like, you definitely have a bunch of cryptocurrency podcasts out there, but I think most of them are probably no more than once or twice a week. Are there any shows that, I mean, I'm not saying I know the whole bevy of crypto shows. There are, I know the ones that are more libertarian. I'm sure there are cryptocurrency shows that are not that libertarian that are out there. I just am curious, does anybody know off the top of their head, is there a show that's doing cryptocurrency related? I mean, Free Talk Live mentions cryptocurrency every night, but we don't always get in deep on it every single night. Does anybody know of any? Because yours might be one of the only, if not the only, every single day we're doing cryptocurrency talk.
We'll be bringing some of the biggest names in the community on as well. You know, I mean, we're going to be bringing in whales. We're going to people who have made millions of dollars trading.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be bringing in people.
Most of those guys don't want to be known.
Yeah, but they will go on. I've got some that are willing to go on air as long as they can go by like pseudonyms. They don't have to give, because you know this is a liberty based broadcast. So like if you don't want to tell me who you are, bro, I don't care who you are. You know, but please come and tell my listeners who may not be particularly well versed in trading. You know, like how do you do this kind of work? How do you make money trading cryptocurrencies? And we want to encourage people to get wallets. You know, we want the blue collar and the dirty collar American, you know, AM radio listener type to go out and and take the time to go to the Google Play Store and download a wallet of some kind. And what we're saying is, you know what? We're just going to give away random amounts of free cryptocurrencies to encourage you to do so.
That's great because, you know, a lot of people, we just heard this today. We were at the credit union, and there was a gentleman in there who I happen to know. He's a former state representative. He was in line, and we just had this conversation that somehow got onto cryptocurrency. And he was of the belief that, oh, it's too late. Missed the boat. And that's not an uncommon belief system. It's wrong. It's
totally wrong.
But it's not uncommon because
who says there's only one boat?
Well, a lot of people only know about Bitcoin.
Yeah.
But even so, it's still not even too late to get into that because people have the misconception that you have to buy a whole Bitcoin, and that's not true. That's probably the most common misconception, and it's one of the most damaging common misconceptions.
Well,
we won't be giving away Bitcoin.
No.
But to be fair, though, Bitcoin could be, if it's losing its dominance and Bitcoin starts, you know, getting its hat eaten by these other cryptos, it could be that Bitcoin goes away.
It could be at its end.
It could be the MySpace of crypto.
It could have hit its peak at 19,900 or whatever and never get past 20,000. We don't know what's going to happen. But as far as cryptocurrency in general, we're still on the early side.
Yeah. I mean, I have Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, and I will continue to hold them.
Right. Me too. I hold the coin for the Shire Free Church and administrate that account. And, you know, it's tempting to want to get out of Bitcoin because you never know. Is this the end? Right. Is it, you know, will it ever come back? I mean, will these Lightning Network's supposed solutions that they have that are supposedly coming in the near future, depending on who you believe, are these going to bring Bitcoin back to life? Is it going to become a useful thing at that point? Because it's not useful right now. You can't really effectively use it as a currency because nobody is going to spend a $17 fee in order to, buy something.
Right.
It's ridiculous. So our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You know what? I actually have Edgington Post coming up here that Mark has asked me to get in as soon as possible. So we're going to end this show a little bit early tonight to make room for the final segment, which will be Mark Edgington, who's one of our normal co-hosts on this program. He's down in Florida, but he's still making content. So you're going to hear from Mark coming up next on Free Talk Live. Don't forget to check out Johnson over at libertyminded.com.
I'm working on optimizing the store to hopefully make the experience faster.
T-shirts and hats and Free Talk Live official gear and more, including cryptocurrency gear and other just generally libertarian, liberty-oriented stuff. Over at libertyminded.com, and you can spend just about any crypto there, by the way. We'll see you tomorrow night. Edgington Post coming up in the final segment.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
All right. It's an edition of the Edgington Post Show. Thank you to all the Free Talk Live listeners listening in. And I have with me today Gal Duvall, who is the former creator of a popular Linux implementation. It's an operating system for your computer. And his area of expertise is programming things that are private and open source. Gal, can you hear me?
Yes, very well, Mark.
Thanks. Coming in.
Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, coming in from Paris, France. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So the reason I've got you on today is that you've got an exciting project that I'm interested in, and that project is to make a operating system for phones that is private and open source. Am I right on all this?
Oh yes, that's ILO, Project ILO, that I started 2 months ago, and it's an operating system for smartphones, but not only. I want to provide both an operating system and associated web services like search, email, and online office, and I want all those things to be more respectful with users' privacy, data privacy, you know.
Yeah, so, I mean, with the Edward Snowden leaks that came out a couple of years ago, if everybody doesn't know at this point, governments around the world, including the United States government specifically, have access to your metadata. And that means when you made a call, where you made that call, and all kinds of aspects to your life that you may not be interested in turning over to, foreign governments around the world. Because if the United States government can do it, anybody can do it. They've got that, and
sure,
any of those governments can do it. So I've been waiting for an implementation of an operating system on a phone that can provide me some more privacy. Obviously, nothing's going to be 100%. If you want 100%, go live in the woods. But if you want to use a phone, I'd like to see something better. And you're attempting to make this right now, right?
I like when you say better privacy, because obviously nothing can be 100% secure and private. And in some case, people can accept that there is some actions from the government to hear some things. But what we don't want is systematic, catching of all the user data, because it's really not good for people. And what I'm not comfortable with is also that you've got some giant companies on internet who are collecting all our data permanently. They know where you are, what you are doing, and the names of your friends, family, etc. And they do that, and it's just to fuel their business, you know. And I'm not sure that all people on the planet know about these concerns. And what I see with the ILO project is that when you tell people about these concerns, they say, "Oh, really? Are you sure?" And we like education on those matters. And when they realize that in some cases they can be considered as a privacy slaves, they say, "But is there an alternative to those products collecting all my personal data?" And the answer at the moment is not really. If you are a geek, a software engineer, you can catch some software pieces, and you can improve your personal privacy, use data encryptions or something. But the average Joe, my mom, my dad, my children, they cannot do that. And if you ask them to do that, they will say, "Okay, I don't care. I prefer to have Google listen and know what I'm doing." So.
Right. I mean, at this point, there really isn't an option. You can have the ease and convenience of Apple or Google operating systems on your phone, or you cannot have a phone. Those are the two choices that you sent. I think Windows and maybe BlackBerry offer operating systems too, which are, you know, whatever. But they're not, they don't offer any more privacy. So ELO, spelled E-E-L-O. ELO is a project that you're working on right now to offer privacy to people, more privacy to people on their phones. And that is, it's a gigantic hole. You can use your home computer right now with a VPN, a virtual private network, and you can run Linux, Ubuntu, or Linux Mint as an operating system, and you can have more privacy on your home computer for whatever it is you might be doing there, your banking or messaging or whatever you might be doing. But you can't do that on a phone today. And this is coming, and it's going to be produced by somebody out there, and you've got the pedigree to create it, and I think that it's going to be I'm excited about the project. The reason you're getting the interview for a Kickstarter, there aren't very many interviews for Kickstarters done on Free Talk Live. The reason you're getting an interview here on Free Talk Live is because you're vetted and checked, and you're the guy to do this. And where can people go, by the way, to find this Kickstarter campaign, just for those that want to go look right now?
If you go to Kickstarter, you type ELO, E-E-L-O, you will find us very quickly.
That's ELO, E-E-L-O.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask some background story here. What brought you into worrying about privacy and being concerned with these sorts of things? What's the backstory there?
Well, I mean, I've always been concerned with, freedom, maybe personal freedom, and in general, I don't like a lot the trust companies. You know, 20 years ago, when I started Mandrake, it was clearly a reaction to Microsoft and Windows at the time, because I wanted something better, with a nice graphical user interface, and at this time it wasn't the case with Linux,
and that version got changed the name to Mandriva, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Sure. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that people are clear on which implementation of Linux we're talking about here.
So yes, I have an history of maybe providing alternatives and support open source, because I think that open source is for the benefit of everyone. So everyone can contribute and make it better. So it's an ideal for me. And now when I see that we put all our personal data into Google, Facebook, and Apple, I can't wake up every morning and don't try to do something to provide an alternative.
Right. I think it's there's a very funny meme that's made its way out on Facebook that talks about how people in the 70s and 80s were worried about the government wiretapping them, but now we have Google Home and Amazon's Alexa, and we're essentially asking a wiretap, you know, whether or not cats can eat pancakes, right? We've got these things in our home listening to us. We bring them in there voluntarily, and this
that's incredible.
Right. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have devices that make your life easier, but we need to consider what we're giving up. You need to know what you're doing. You shouldn't be doing something and not knowing what it is. And these, you know, companies like Google and Amazon, your information. I have to take the rest of this interview of Gal Duvall from ELO, E-E-L-O, into the podcast. You can get it for free at archives.freetalklive.com. Just look for today's date, and his name should be in the show notes. Go grab it now, podcast.freetalklive.com.
Time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.